Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
My friend Chanel Rion from One American News. Chanel, welcome back.
Hey, Mark. Oh, what a dubious title you just gave me. Do I get to interpret Joe Biden?
Yes.
Is that my job?
That's part of your job now, right?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if anyone can inherit that title. No one hardly sees him.
Oh, right, because he's either on the fake set that they built to look like the Oval Office or, you know, he's got the lid on somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's really funny because when he has to go to that fake set, and before we dive into that rabbit hole, there's a lot of people out there in the conservative world who truly believes he's just an actor and he lives on a Hollywood set somewhere. This is a preface. He doesn't. He actually is Joe Biden. He actually lives at the White House. And yes, there is a fake set on the White House grounds. And that fake set is built specifically so that Joe Biden can more comfortably read a significantly larger teleprompter for those days when he is not doing so well. That's actually not a joke. He really does need, there are days where he's not doing so well, so they need to have a much bigger teleprompter. That's when they move him into that bigger room.
Wow. A little behind the scenes here. I'd seen that picture of the big teleprompter they've got in front of him, and he still squints like he can't read it. That's pretty amazing. It is. Chanel, it was great to see you and Cortland and your beautiful son the other night at the Greitens event.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, Greitens is a personal friend of ours, so it was a little bittersweet. We were able to catch up with a lot of old friends and see you there. That was nice. But yeah, that was... It was nice to be back in the central time zone where time moves more realistically than it does here in D.C.
Yeah, that's true. Good to get back home. But now you're back at work. I have to ask, I watched an interview earlier with, I guess, the medical doctor, the guy in charge of the coronavirus response now, and he's talking about a national emergency that's been declared up there for monkeypox. I mean, I think we've got like 7,000 cases, and I'm not downplaying it. I mean, I know it's got to be painful, but 7,000 cases out of 340 million people is hardly a national emergency.
No, but, you know, the national emergency for the left and for the Democrats and for the Biden administration are Joe Biden's sinking poll numbers.
Yeah.
That's the national emergency. So they'll use any other ruse to declare a national emergency, whether it is monkeypox, which is a legitimate disease. It is happening. It is spreading. But it is not the kind of contagion that merits a national emergency. At this point, whenever you're hearing this administration move its mouth and talk about either national emergencies or we've lowered gas prices or inflation is going down, or jobs are going up, you know that this is a massive spin to hide what is actually happening. And that is, the latest Gallup poll shows the vast majority of Americans on both sides of the aisle do not want to see Joe Biden run for re-election. 60% of Americans are dissatisfied with Joe Biden and what he is doing to our country. And that is saying something, because that is a higher number than even that wonderful President Jimmy Carter had scored with America. So the national emergency is not monkeypox. It's Joe Biden's performance as president and thereby the entire Democrat Party's existence for the next 16 years.
Wow. I mean, when we watch it from afar, it's interesting. You know, I mean, you went to Harvard. Am I correct about that?
Yes.
I did not. I went to Miami University in Ohio. I did not get an economics degree, But unless they've changed the definition of what causes inflation, the Democrats are about to pass this reconciliation bill and send billions of more dollars into the economy while restricting manufacturers' abilities to create goods, which when I grew up was the definition of what causes inflation.
Well, you're seeing, first off, the administration has redefined recession, Mark. So
yeah,
better stop talking about recession in the way we've talked about it for 100 years. You got to adjust here. You got to adjust to the Biden definition, which is not a recession apparently right now. But the problem is you have right now their Inflation Reduction Act, which itself is a huge misnomer. It's a misnomer because, yes, it reduces inflation, but remember, what is the rate that it reduces inflation at? 1/3 of 1%, not this year, not next year, not the year after, 9 years from now. 1/3 of 1% inflation reduction 9 years from now. Is that,
wow.
And that's what they're calling the Inflation Reduction Act. And guess what? That's not just me putting a spin on it. The White House Economic Communications Director quote tweeted an article highlighting this fact and said, yes, this is the general consensus. 1/3 of 1% reduction in the inflation rate is what this bill will do 9 years from now.
So technically, it might reduce inflation during Ron DeSantis' second term.
Yes, technically it could. But I don't think, I really, it's so hard to believe that we've only gone through 16, 17 months of Joe Biden at this point, and he's been able to dismantle so much of what made our economy healthy and successful in just the 16, 17 months he's been in office. So it's so hard to fathom what is going to happen in the next 8 years. It's so difficult to imagine that we still have several years left of this administration, and it's only been a year and a half, almost two, that he's been putting a wrecking ball to everything that used to make us pay for a lot less of the gas.
Yeah, it reeks of desperation. There's no doubt about that. Chanel Rione, listen, always a pleasure to see you, like I got to see you the other night, and to have you on the radio. Thank you.
Good to see you, Mark. And make sure everyone downloads the OAN Live app, just in case you were one of those people that got bumped from the woke Verizon folks.
Yes.
So make sure you download the OAN Live app. Everyone's streaming now. But of course, if you've got the smaller cable providers who aren't woke yet, then you should have nothing to worry about.
Sounds good. Chanel, thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. Chanel Rione there, One America News. She's great. Cortland, great. Great to see them the other night.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.